Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, February 5th, 2025. It is 1:39, and we are going to start our SHAC meeting, the Student Health Advisory Committee. We have Ms. Pope, Ms. Kirk, Ms. Batten, Mr. May, Ms. Andrus, Officer Schrader, Ms. Beal, and myself present. Welcome, everybody. I have included a copy of last meeting's minutes there in front of you if you care to review anything or have any questions. Does anyone have any updates while we're reviewing the minutes? The one brief update I would like to add, just because we did have to close the school for 2 days, is we did have an increase in illnesses. The entire area has had an uptick in illnesses, and we unfortunately were a part of those. We had flu, COVID, and some other illness. However, hopefully after this week, we'll be on the healthier side of things and continue to move from this point.
Was the number significant? Do we have like a portion?
I didn't get that. Ms. Letitia was out on Friday, and okay. So I haven't been updated yet today. Yes. And then we've also made it aware to all teachers that if they need any disinfecting wipes, to let the front office know, because they have plenty, and we have been dispensing more of those within the past week, trying to teach the students to wipe up after themselves.
Do we have enough tissue? Or are the teachers still okay with that? Or do we need to check on them, like enough tissue boxes?
Okay. I keep some in my office, and so it's one toy, just like with Band-Aids, they do come down every so often. Nothing out of the ordinary, and so, because there's a couple classes that I keep stocked. Yeah, I think it is mostly the big kids whenever I do give them out. Anything else from any other department? The main thing on our agenda today is going to be our wellness tool assessment. The school is going to be audited in the cafeteria sometime soon. And so we just needed, we had taken a look previously at our local wellness policy. And the subcommittee did make a few recommendations. There is no date stamped on our current policy, and so it was recommended that we put a date stamp on the policy, as well as modify on the website. We need to update to this current policy and have it posted in at least one or two places for easy access, and then we need to ensure that all the old local wellness policies are deleted from the website so there's no confusion. In the future, due to changes with the wellness policy and the template, we will be making recommendations for any kind of updates to provide to the school board as needed. Does anybody have any questions or comments in regards to that? And then also have on there the annual report to the school board. That's just where I will present to the school board in a brief PowerPoint some of the things that we've addressed and what we do on the SHAC committee. And that will be most likely the May. It's usually the May. That's whenever I try and do it, May meeting. And then unless someone has anything specific they would like to address, we can figure out when we would like to make our next meeting.
I had a question regarding, yes. Are there any other sort of school-wide or kind of wellness or community events coming up? Any sort of immunization? I'm just trying to think of other
So from the nurse, we do offer, or I will be the spring immunizations for the 6th and 12th graders. Aurora Concepts has recently contacted me stating that they can do student immunizations. And I know Ms. Dill sometimes has the community.
Mr. Maine, I actually met with a couple students last week. I was approached by a group of Ms. Dill students wanting to do, and you may have more information specifically on this, the came out. Doing two separate events, combining it into one larger event with Ms. Aust Family Fun Night that they do for National Honor Society. I'm not sure where they're at on the planning purposes, but I think having a large activity would be really good just to bring in more community. I know that Ms. Weiler and the host organization are also looking to incorporate some staff, and I think it would be a good idea to include them in some of the planning and assistance with the community night. So. I'm not sure where they're at on any of the. I just know it was. That's only 2 days before graduation. Yeah.
Yes, they, we had penciled that, it's really asked just to pencil in.
Okay.
For our lifelike community event.
Yes, I believe that is a part of a TDA grant that is funding the youth, as I understand it, are helping select new menu choices that will be going into the school lunch menus across the state. TDA selected only 5 schools from across the entire state, and North Zulch was selected as the representative for rural schools in Texas. There is one school in Houston, Harris County. There is one school in Laredo that's representing South Texas, and so they're looking for kind of different cultural foods. They're looking, and so they're working with a chef that has the foods, has identified the foods. There are going to be 10 menu options, and then I think the youth will narrow it down to 5 that will be offered when the chef as a part of this whole program, and then from there, 3 is, I think it's anywhere from 3 to 5. And so the good thing is, or I guess the great thing is that North Zulch community and staff and students will actually be getting to select what is going into the TDA repertoire for the chef is currently scaling up like what would be needed for the recipes. Like one of them, I think I we talked about during the last meeting is like Korean meatballs or something, and then there's one that's like a flatbread of some kind, like a, I can't remember the name of it, but anyhow, so they were wanting schools, as people do taste testing, they'll get to give scores on, you know, taste and color and texture and smell, and did you like, you know, whatever. And so as many people as they can have go through to receive the sample and give their feedback will help determine what's being offered in the schools moving forward. And so I thought that was really neat that, and the reason they were selected is because the students, Ms. Dill's students, FCCLA kids that are a part of the ambassador nutrition program. They have a good group. I think she has maybe 5 kids that are representing the school district. And so they were looking for school districts that had good representation and were diverse enough across the state. And so this school is representing kind of the central, but is the only rural school that was selected in Texas. So I thought that was neat. We still don't know for sure if that's going to be the case. What will make the determination? Because Joan usually does have that. That they needed to go in. Yeah, okay.
Yes, while Ms. Wiley was completing her class portion with one half of the class, I took the other half and did their CPR training. And the students actually did very well. We were with Ms. Grove in her classroom, who was very involved as well. And so that group, I think this has probably been the most educated afterward that retained the information than we've had in the past. Like, they were very involved. And so, yes. And we'll continue to do that as well in the future.
Are there plans, or has the school already conducted the Stop the Bleed?
Yes, ma'am. That was in September,
okay.
At the end of September.
Okay.
And we had 143 or 53 students that were trained. I'd have to go back and look. That was through Brazos Valley Regional mm-hmm. Advisory Council.
As a school, have we seen like our issue thinking that made me start thinking about kind of tobacco, and I know that's been another issue. Vaping, how has the school been able to, our numbers respond? Right. Mm-hmm.
Sound alert, but to my understanding, we do not have one instance in classes of a student from vaping into DAP this year.
Since we're on that, we had the drug dog run. Six times.
Nothing.
I was
going to say, not something that I think the changes having to have those prescriptions written by a doctor for even over the counter stuff. I think something maybe set up with knowledge base at our community night, or again, you know, at the beginning of the year, meet the teacher, that sort of thing, because it's still have a hard time with that, you know, making sure that they get the prescription from the doctor, and so keep it in their vehicles versus. Or in their backpacks and the drug dog.
Emergency drills and all of have those. I mean, no problems with any of that.
We had to reschedule. We were going to do the shelter. We had to redo that one, or reschedule that.
Yeah, reschedule that one. I think we still.
And the kiddos are paying attention and learning too during the drills. My three-year-old can tell me very much what to do, and so, or she's four now. There's nothing else. Would y'all like to figure out a date for our next meeting? We're only required to have two meetings per school year since we're a district of innovation, and so we can schedule it tentatively for next school year if y'all would like. I think last time we had it.
I would like to suggest or ask if we could invite someone from HOFSA and FCCLA just because of their initiatives to maybe, and you know, I know I think previously we did have one youth voice kind of represented, if those opportunities, just to continue to invite, not that I understand schedules don't always work.
And I did invite,
just so they know,
both of them, yes ma'am.
Oh, okay.
I think because of classes they weren't able to come today, but I'll include them maybe with a better heads up. We had it in September last time. I think the justification last time was we were trying to get ahead of the game before we got too busy, and then if we needed to think of anything or get back together, we could. Well, at the end of the school year, I can always send out an email to everybody saying, okay, here's our new, we have a calendar now, here's what we set the date at. Is this still good for everybody?
So, yeah, this past September, it was September 18th, so it was the third Wednesday, kind of, if we followed that. Yes.
But they're on Thursdays.
It would be September 17th.
And Mr. May, I show the school board meeting would be on September 11th. We'll tentatively hold that.
Leave it at the same time for right now. So tentatively for September 17th, 2025 at 1:30. Anything else from anybody right now? Do I have a motion?
I'm here.
Second.